The automotive industry is reacting cautiously to the industry minister Kim Carr's offer of a $200 million assistance package. The managing director of Holden, Mike Devereaux, says the company won't make any firm plans for the Adelaide plant's future until after the election. The Holden plant in Adelaide is on a knife edge. Workers are preparing to vote next week on whether to accept a 3-year wage freeze and cuts to their conditions to ensure the factory's future. The opposition says the $200 million Labor has offered is like a band-aid on a bullet wound after the changes the party made to the fringe benefits tax. Nance Haxton reports.
Labor is making a pitch to the automotive manufacturing heartland on day one of the election campaign. The party's announced $200 million will go towards supporting local car makers to try and boost sales by encouraging purchases of more Australian cars for the Commonwealth car fleet. Industry Minister Kim Carr says they will now consult with car makers about where that $200 million will go.
We believe that this is an important measure to lift the number of vehicles being built in Australian factories. We want to ensure also support for our supply chain. There's about 200 companies involved in the Australian automotive industry, about 50,000 people directly employed, about 200,000 people indirectly employed. So it's important that we are ensuring that Australian automotive workers have actually got product to build and that we're able to sell those cars in Australia.
Mr. Carr announced this afternoon that he would also invest $23 million in Toyota's Victoria operations to develop a new vehicle, although he hasn't yet committed any new funds to Holden plant in Adelaide. The Victorian government is putting in $123 million. The Shadow Minister for Industry, Sophie Mirabella, says Labor's packages announced today will do little for the automotive industry after its changes to the fringe benefits tax. She says while the Coalition plans to cut funding to the automotive industry by $500 million, it will ultimately make the industry more viable.
That's been quite clear on the record. It still leaves $1 billion post 2015. What we want to do is ensure that there isn't waste and mismanagement. What we want to ensure is that the long overdue 2008 Productivity Commission review into the industry goes ahead. It was supported by the industry, is supported by the industry to ensure that we come up with better benchmarks for funding.
The Federal Chamber of Automotive Industry would not be interviewed by PM, but Chief Executive Tony Webber issued a statement this afternoon urging the government to reconsider its decision to change salary sacrifice arrangements for cars as it would damage the industry. The Managing Director of Holden, Mike Devereaux, says the company won't make a decision on the company's long-term investment in the Elizabeth plant until after talks with whoever wins government.
We would need to wait until, frankly, the outcome of the election to be able to commit that billion-dollar investment because it's such a long time period. We're talking about investments that will take us out beyond 2022 now, out to 2023, in order for us to have some certainty, which we have also discussed a number of times in the past, that we need policy consistency, clarity, and certainty over time. And certainly we would need to wait until the outcome of an election to make any definitive comments on our investments.
Mr. Devereaux met with workers at the Adelaide plant this afternoon to discuss a new wage deal. The company proposes to freeze wages for 3 years and cut conditions to help secure the future of the factory. Go Auto industry analyst Ian Porter says the future for the car industry remains bleak.
Every little bit helps, Nance, but it's hard to see how this one's going to be implemented and how they're going to spread $200 million around 1 million car buyers. What's bedeviling the industry at the moment is that there are no details. It looks like Senator Carr has grabbed as much as he can out of the $500 million contingency fund and applied it to the car industry, although, as I say, we just don't know how he's going to apply it.
How do you think Holden will come out of its woes this week? It's putting that new pay offer to its staff.
Really, you know, they've got them against the wall. Their wages in Australia, Mike Devereaux, the chief, says are higher than average industrial wages in Australia. And the other barrel in the GMH shotgun is that GM asked the workers at their Bochum plant in Europe for the same sort of deal. The workers there refused to accept, and now the plant's going to close next year. So that's basically what the people at Elizabeth are looking at. So a wage freeze for 3 years is probably quite acceptable in those terms.
Go Auto car industry analyst Ian Porter ending Nance Haxton's report.